Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it is the final week of the NFL season. And you know, in years past, before my pro betting days, I used to be sad, depressed, upset that the NFL season is over. Not anymore. What a load the NFL season can be, writing every single week nonstop about these games and these teams. Let's get to the playoffs. Week 18 is here. Let's go. All right, everybody. It's Farley Betts. That's at Farley Betts on Twitter and Instagram, but Instagram is just a repeat of Twitter pretty much. What's up, everybody? Chris R. Farley, professional sports bettor now for 4 years and running. Last week in the NFL, week 17, not so hot. Boy, I felt great about it. We end up minus 0.08 units, so not even one unit down, but still, you know, relatively even week, but disappointing overall. You know, again, the NFL is just so tough. We talk about that on this show and the mental health aspect to it all and how you can conceivably do everything right as a pro sports bettor, handicapper, really work hard at finding edges and angles, and it just doesn't go your way, right? I mean, the Commanders were one of my plays. They hung in that game. You know, they were covering for most of the game, and then they, of course, shooting themselves in the foot multiple times, two turnovers. A team like the Commanders is going to do that, right? It's kind of part of our handicap. And of course, Jacoby Brissett announced as out last minute didn't help either. I think the Commanders probably cover if he's in there, just a stabilizer for them. But games like that, right? Games like, what was another one that really fucking killed us? The Bengals were covering the entire game, of course, allowed some late field goals, didn't do much at all in the second half, had the ball in the red zone, I believe multiple times, including right there on the goal line in the second half, and didn't get any points from it. So the Bengals don't cover. Yeah, you know, just things like that were just tough. I mean, we were outright wrong about the Vikings. Oh yeah, the Giants too. The Giants cover because of a fluky punt return touchdown. You know, Rams probably should have covered that game too. So it is what it is, right? Like if I go back, I'm taking the Commanders. I'm taking the Giants, and yeah, I'm probably taking the Bengals, who looked like they were standing toe-to-toe with the Chiefs again, even without Joe Burrow in Kansas City. So, you know, it is what it is. Would have been a massively positive week if a few of those things happened, but here we are, right? The margins are thin, and that is betting the NFL. You have to be, first of all, you have to have a quick memory loss, you know, not to focus too much on these shortcomings. You got to trust your own processes. And you have to recognize that the NFL really for two seasons now has been a pretty square sport, right? Like the angles and advantages that most pro handicappers look for and have played on and bet on aren't quite working the same way, right? Like we're seeing not only a lot of parity, so there's not as many dominant teams, so the unpredictability is very high. But we're also seeing these like square results with like favorites just killing underdogs in good spots. And you know, you just see this thing all the time. You also can't predict something like the Minnesota Vikings defense, which has been a top three unit in the NFL the past month or two. Really, Brian Flores turned around that unit. And then they don't even like show up, right, at home against the Packers with like a chance to basically earn a playoff spot. Like that's not your fault. That's not my fault, right? This is sometimes these teams, they show you who they are weeks on end, and then you bet on it, and then there's someone different. There's something different. So, you know, you got to have mercy on yourself. But we are, you know, we call ourselves professionals because we keep at it, right? And long term, we're winners. The evidence is there. Look at my Twitter profile. Look at any of my records from the past. Of course, my Circa win in 2021, and we move on. You got to remain confident in your own processes. Really, again, without going on too much of a tangent, Sports betting is more about your own self-awareness, your own processes. You know, are you making your bed in the morning? Are you getting a good sleep? Are you on top of your health? Are things in order? Are you giving yourself enough time to really investigate these games and all the angles and intangibles and things that go into it? Or is your life kind of crazy and shambles, busy, and then you're laying some bets down? You know, it's a dangerous game in the NFL, especially when those who prep as hard as like people like us still don't always see wins, right? All right, it's week 18 in the NFL season. We thought we were going to win some contests this season. Not going to happen. We'll be back with a vengeance next season again. Because now that's two seasons where I haven't won a contest, and that pisses me off. But for those of you who are still in some contests, I know I got a premium customer and friend of mine who is at the top of our Farley Bets High Stakes ATS contest, and he's doing well in Circa as well. So good luck to him and good luck to all of you. Hopefully I give you some good information in this final week of the NFL season. We think. We always give good information. Of course, we are historical winners here, so you can trust in at least the commitment that we're going to give you some trustworthy angles. And yes, I'll give a free pick or two. Steelers at the Ravens. Ravens don't really have a reason to win this game. That's why you see them as an underdog. Wouldn't be surprised if they sat a lot of starters. Again, it is John Harbaugh, right? Like, he likes to win. He likes to win in the preseason. This is a team with a lot of depth. So I want to just assume that the Steelers are going to waltz in there and win. I think you have to lean Pittsburgh's side because they can still get into the playoffs. They need a little bit of help, but they could still get into the playoffs. Steelers are typically good in these situations. They've won the last 2 weeks. They've looked more impressive. Mike Tomlin, again, putting all doubts to rest, right? Another winning season. I think that's 17 straight for Mike Tomlin. Kudos to those of you who bet on their win total over and for Tomlin to have another winning season like we did. It's not always about the talent on the field, and we know how anemic their offense has looked at times this year. Look at the way they're coached. Look at their defense. Look at a game-changing player like TJ Watt, and they come through again. Lean Steelers. Lean to the over. I think this total is a little too low for kind of an experimental game for the Ravens, right? Could be more points expected for the Steelers. Could be more points expected for the Ravens and their backups, maybe, but what the market is suggesting here. Watch the weather, though. This could be rainy on Saturday night. Rainy and chilly, maybe even snowy in Baltimore. Texans at the Colts. This one's tough because it's at Indianapolis. You know, we've seen the Colts step up in these spots before. We certainly saw it last week. A good win there for the Colts, keeping their hopes alive, right? And that's at this point in the season, that's all you can do. And the Colts have answered the call really many times over in those situations. Now, they almost blew the game last week against the Raiders. Raiders kind of coming back into that one, but the Raiders' defense has been fierce. Gardner Minshew and the Colts finally, or they find a way to put up 23 points and get the win at home. And, you know, they're dangerous at home, but C.J. Stroud is clearly the better quarterback. Look at the way the Texans stepped up last week defensively as well. Really dominated the Titans from the start of that game. Ball bounced their way a few times too, so it's a little bit of that. But they, you know, doubled their yards. C.J. Stroud looked good, but I expect him to look even better. Like, he was fine, 24 for 32, 6.7 yards per pass, a touchdown, 213 yards. He was fine. But the thing I like about the Texans is that their run game and their defense has been backing up whoever is playing at quarterback. If it hasn't gone as well, of course, that hasn't been C.J. Stroud the past few weeks coming off of an injury. And now he's back, second game back in a dome. The wide receiving core, a little beat up now. Noah Brown, I think, is going to be out of this one, too. We'll have to check on that. But I don't care. C.J. Stroud, better quarterback. I would lean his direction in that game. Bucks and Panthers. You know, I don't know what the hell that was from the Bucks last week. I mean, they couldn't score a point until the fourth quarter. And then really still almost came back on the Saints. Like, that tells you a lot about the Saints. You know, not a team that I would trust. And we'll talk more about that game later, Saints and Falcons. But, you know, you got to lean Tampa, right? Even at minus five, I know it's a divisional game, but Bryce Young kind of regressing back to who he really is last week. Now, we've seen the Panthers step up in some big spots. They played really well against C.J. Stroud and the Texans earlier this season. It was like Bryce versus C.J., and Bryce played one of his better games. You know, last week they shit the bed, but the week before that, the Panthers played one of their best games of the season too. So maybe it's an every other week thing at this point. I wouldn't put a huge bet on the Bucs at minus five, but they are a veteran team. They have many members of their team that have been in situations like this before. Baker Mayfield has proven that he's going to fight. He has the mentality of the whole team in his hands. And I think it's not like I used to hate on Baker Mayfield a lot, but that's because he was put on every other commercial and he was being called like an elite quarterback. He's not, but we see that he's a pretty good quarterback and he can elevate a team with talent. And the Bucs have talent on both sides of the ball. They have a better run game these days. Certainly more motivation, obviously, in the spot too. The Panthers would love to spoil their fun. I just don't know if Bryce Young and that offense is going to be able to hold up. Tampa Bay now pissed off that bad performance against the Saints last week. Lean Bucks. Vikings and Lions is tough to know what to do. Vikings still have an outside shot at the playoffs. They need a lot of things to happen. Of course, they also need to beat the Lions. Lions still have some motivation. They could still get the number two seed here. Kind of fat chance with the Cowboys facing Washington, but still in the running, for that, right? And they're at home, and Dan Campbell's a proud guy, but I don't know. Like they're not going to get a first round bye, so I think this could be a sneaky game where the Vikings end up winning. They give it their all after a truly poor performance from them on Sunday Night Football. That was probably my worst bet of the week, was trusting a new quarterback and Jaren Hall, and really I guess trusting that defense, which really just didn't show up. 470 yards for the Packers at Minnesota. Jordan Love threw all over them. 256 yards for 7.8 yards per pass, three touchdowns. Just played like a damn near perfect game. He didn't get sacked the whole game, which is crazy. They ran for 177 yards in the Vikings. Brian Flores and this Vikings defense is a serious group. Like we've seen how amped up Flores can get and how motivated he can get his teams. I expect them to be better. Sneaky little spot for the Vikings. I would lean their side at plus three. Jaguars and Titans, of course, Jags win, and they are the AFC South champs. I guess I should have said that about the Texans and Colts before. Like, Texans and Colts, if they win, they need Jacksonville to lose. And Jacksonville at Tennessee is not a comfortable spot. Like, I don't care if Trevor Lawrence is coming back or not. This is what Mike Vrabel does. I took Tennessee plus 3.5. I was comfortable with it. I didn't think that line was going to go up. Now, I guess with Trevor Lawrence, good news for him, probably coming back this week. It's up to 5. I still like the Titans. I mean, obviously, I like them at an even better number, but I like them at plus 3.5. I think the Titans, who played differently at home off a bad game where nothing worked against the Texans in week 17, against another team that they hate, a team that's taken the crown from them, right? This used to be the Titans division. And now they're coming to Tennessee against Mike Vrabel. I would not be surprised at all if the Houston Texans are the ones, or the Colts, but I think the Texans are going to win. Wouldn't be surprised if the Texans were the ones representing the AFC South and the Jaguars blow this game too. Trevor Lawrence, man, for as touted as he was, I mean, one of the most anticipated draft picks of all time. Have to start questioning how good he is. I mean, turnovers have been a problem. When he's pressured, it's a problem. And Vrabel and the Titans are going to bring the kitchen sink at that guy. Strong play on Titans plus 5, in my opinion. I'm giving away a lot more, like, stronger free information on the show because fuck it. It's week 18. I'm done with this season. let's just go, right? Browns and Bengals. Bengals 6-point favorites at home because the Browns probably don't care about this. I mean, the Browns don't care about this game. They're locked in that number 5 seed. Browns are a very dangerous team in the playoffs. We'll talk more about that next week. But Bengals minus 6, sure. I don't know. Still a divisional game, the Battle of Ohio. probably pretty sloppy. This is an audition tape for Jake Browning to come out and play really well again. But again, I mean, the Browns have to. The Browns are a lot of depth too. The Browns are just a talented team across their roster. Could certainly keep this one close. I'm going to lean Bengals and leave it at that. That's probably a good game to go under, right? Just Ohio, windy, cold. One team that doesn't care, the other team that's like, you know, I mean, the Bengals can't make the playoffs either. So, Falcons and Saints. I got the Falcons at +3.5. I like them still at +3. The Saints don't deserve any chalk, unless they're facing maybe the Panthers or the Cardinals or the Giants. And even then, I'm like, I don't know. The Saints have strung together some wins, some good games, but I do not trust this team. The Falcons have shown that they can respond off a bad performance before. They've done it all season. Like, it's hard to find two shitty Atlanta Falcons games in a row. Like, they have lost two in a row, but they haven't played shitty in two in a row. And divisional game, Falcons with an outside chance to still win this division. If they beat the Saints and the Bucs lose, then the Falcons are the champs. So both teams want to win. Obviously, really motivated in a dome. Falcons have just as good of a defense, in my opinion. A lot of talent on that side. Neither team really gets to the quarterback. Probably a higher scoring affair than we think. Totals of 42. But again, the battle for the playoffs here, Derek Carr and that operation has been shaky all season. I'm not going to just automatically start trusting them now. Lean Falcons, strong lean, even at +3. Jets and Patriots, I don't think you can think about this one, guys. This is very, very likely Bill Belichick's last game as the New England Patriots coach. You got to just take the Patriots. All right? I'm not saying to put your mortgage on it, but you got to take the Patriots. Like, I'm going to have to write up a 3-paragraph fucking article on this game this week, and really it comes down to one sentence. This is Bill Belichick's last game as a coach. I do not see him losing to the New York Jets, who really, let's face it, don't muster any confidence or reason for us to believe in them anyway. I think you just got to take the Pats. Giants and Eagles. Giants are just +5. Of course, the Eagles are you know, locked into probably with, you know, their fifth seed right now. I don't know if they're locked. I guess the Cowboys, if they lose, the Eagles could still win the division. Whatever. I'm done with the Eagles at this point. I've been done with them. I've been betting against them, and it's been working. Finally, two seasons and running. We're seeing that this team is very suspect. Can't stop anyone on defense. Giants very frisky at +5 here, because I don't know how much Philly cares about this win. Philly now doesn't get a bye as well. You know, like they were probably expecting all year, certainly at the start of December, 10-1. And now they're what? They're like 11-5 or something. So, yeah, I mean, Giants +5 are live dogs in this one, if you ask me. Cowboys at Commanders. I am not taking the Commanders at -13. I don't care if it's Sam Howell. I would prefer if it's Jacoby Brissett. But this is an age-old rivalry in the NFC East. The Commanders would love nothing more than to beat the Cowboys in their final game. It's also probably Ron Rivera's swan song, his final game as a coach at Washington. I think this game is going to be much closer than a 13-point margin. And, oh, by the way, we've seen how those Cowboys can underperform, play down to their competition on the road. They've been doing it all year, except for week one at the Giants. Of course, my Giants get stomped. But the Cowboys have been doing it all season. Not as good on the road. I think you'd have to be crazy to take the Cowboys at -13 here. Bears and Packers. Bears are playing, again, some of their best football to end the season. But we're seeing some really good things from their defense that is making life challenging for every quarterback, every run game that comes to Chicago, looking like Chicago Bears teams of the past. If I'm the Bears, I'm keeping Justin Fields too. The growth is obvious. He's only 25 years old. Like, let the kid learn and develop. He has plenty of talent. There was one play where he got away from a sack last week, and I could not believe it. I mean, I don't know how he did it. He got hit like 3 times, turned around, still got out of it. The kid has talent. But the Packers now are in a great position to get into the playoffs. They're -3 at home for a reason. I just think the Bears are very frisky in this spot. Packers played well. Jordan Love has played well. He has a better season than Aaron Rodgers did in his first year as a starter. You know, the Packers have a quarterback again. Is he Aaron Rodgers level? Probably not. But he's good. He's good enough. This number should be a 3. I get it. But Bears are going to be tough for me to not to look for an angle to bet on them in some way because they played really well. Rams at the 49ers. Another age-old rivalry. Of course, the 49ers, not much interest maybe in this one because they wrapped up the number one seed. Christian McCaffrey might sit in this one. We've heard that before. Like, we've already heard that he might sit out. But the 49ers love to beat the Rams. Sean McVay just cannot beat Shanahan. You know, look back at their historical records. It usually goes Shanahan's way. But the Rams, you know, they want to a nice performance before the playoffs too, or do they? Because they're locked into where they are, I believe the sixth seed in the NFC. So what do they care? A lot up in the air in this game. I think you just leave it alone. Chiefs at the Chargers. We're hearing that Mahomes and Kelce might not play. Can't pick a side if that's true. Chiefs really shouldn't care about this game. They are locked into the number three spot as well. Mahomes, I'm sure, seems like he's always limping the way that he walks, could use the rest. The Chiefs and their offense could use the practice to get better and better before the playoffs because they're going to have a very challenging first game, right? Like they're going to face they're probably going to face the Bills. That is, of course, if the Bills – well, no, I guess they wouldn't face the Bills. It doesn't matter, okay? The point is the Chiefs are not going to have an easy out this year. They're going to be on the road more often. They could rest. Don't touch this game. But lean Chargers because I don't think the Chiefs are going to care about it. Seahawks and Cardinals. Is there an outside shot for the Seahawks to still make the playoffs? I guess there is, but boy, they really shot themselves in the foot. You know, you can't lose to a team like Pittsburgh at home outright in Week 17 and still expect to make the playoffs. I kind of like what's happening for Arizona right now. Maybe they make a viable teaser leg, but at this point in the season, am I teasing up the Cardinals to +8.5? I am not. Not a lot of thoughts on this game, guys. Trashy game. I do have more thoughts on this trashy game. Broncos and the Raiders. Raiders are -2.5 at home. And you know what? The Raiders lost last week. They officially fell out of the playoff race. Or like if they're still in it, it has to be like a 0.003% chance. Broncos got their win last week, right? Like Sean Payton takes out Russ, you know, Stidham is in, whatever. Broncos win. Like they, you know, they got their like Sean Payton win. Like don't doubt Sean Payton at home at the end of the season. I think that's what this is going to be for Antonio Pierce. Don't doubt Antonio Pierce. Don't doubt the motivation of this team and how they keep rolling and how good their defense has been back at home, -2.5. I think you got to go Raiders here or go home. And the final game is the best game of the weekend, obviously, because it's the Bills and the Dolphins. And the Bills kind of need to win. If the Bills don't win, I think they need Jacksonville and New Orleans, I think, to both lose. Both of those teams losing seems like a pretty slim chance. I mean, it could happen. I think that's who they need to lose. But it doesn't matter, right? The Bills are going to want to obviously win this game. They take the AFC East if they win this game, as do the Dolphins if they win. I think the Dolphins would be in the playoffs no matter what with their record. But I got to lean Dolphins. Listen, I love the Bills. I have a future on the Bills in the Super Bowl that would pay out handsomely. But at Miami, after what Miami just did last weekend, getting their asses beat at Baltimore, and you're giving me 3 points on Miami, I want the Bills to win, but I have to take +3 on Miami. Maybe you hedge it. Maybe you take Bills money line +3 in Miami. Maybe that's what we'll do. I would also go over 50 in this one. I know playoff contention, you think it's going to be very physical, tough game between these two teams. But even in the wild card playoffs last year, Bills Dolphins, that went way over like 65 points or so. 4 out of the last 5 games between these two teams have gone way over this total. I think it's going to go over again. They're just the best players in these teams are obviously on the offense. Bills defense has held up. Dolphins defense, not so much in these big spots. I think both teams bring it offensively. It's, you know, this is going to live up to the hype, I think, but you got to take Miami, in my opinion, and I would certainly lean to the over. All right, everybody. Week 18 of the NFL. We went over every game. We've been here every single week with you. Maybe 1 or 2 weeks off. We're sick or something's going on. Thank you so much for your support of Laying the Points with Farley Betts. Follow me at Farley Betts on Twitter. If you're interested in our premium packages, we have won 19 units in the NBA in the last 3 weeks. We are hitting our stride early this season. That's a great sign for our premium packages. We are charging a lower rate than we ever have before. DM me on Twitter at Farley Betts. If you're interested, check out my free picks all the time at sportswagers.ca. Check me on the BetUS NBA show twice a week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at Farley Betts. Love you all. Playoffs next week. See you later, and let's win some damn money.